Coronation Day by Kay Breland, read by Penelope MacDonald. Prologue. Summer 1939, Park Road Pool, Hornsey.
Leave her alone, Vic, for God's sake. You make her blub again and we'll all get chucked out. Lifeguard's got his eye on us.
Christopher Wilde jerked his head towards a tanned, brawny fellow garbed in swimming trunks. From his vantage point, seated at the top of an A-frame ladder, the lifeguard had a clear view over the Lido, and at present had his stern expression fixed on them. Vic shrugged off the warning, intent on swaggering over to the group of schoolgirls to continue teasing them. Christopher grabbed his pal's arm and yanked him back. The youngest girl was crying and being comforted by her bathing-costumed friends. At intervals, the group was throwing dirty looks at the party of youths.
Only having a bit of a lark with her bleeding crybaby, she is.
Ain't a lark if she's hurt, is it?
Christopher pointed out and shoved Vic Wilson down onto the grass next to some of their pals. He just prevented him again trying to creep up behind Grace Coleman to nudge her into the deep end of the pool. The first time he'd done it, Vic had given the lame excuse that he was teaching her to swim. Christopher thought Vic a good pal on the whole, but knew he could be spiteful and stupid too. Christopher sat down next to Vic. Most of the members of their little gang were lying back, basking in the July sun's warmth. Christopher remained seated on the parched grass, with his arms clasped around his raised knees. He subtly watched the group of girls, and in particular Grace, who was knuckling her bloodshot eyes and pushing rat's tails of drenched hair back from her forehead. She'd managed to hang on to the side of the pool after Vic had given her a hefty bump, sending her off balance and into the water. Although she disappeared beneath the surface, her friends had hauled her out almost immediately. Grace Coleman was a skinny little thing with long fair hair. She was usually quite loud and confident, and was popular too. In other respects, she was quite sporty, and could outrun all the boys in Kiss Chase, but she couldn't swim. The Colemans lived in the next street to Christopher in Islington, and their families knew each other well. For a reason he couldn't fathom, he'd always quite liked her. At 10 years old, she was 2 years younger than he was, and in Christopher's opinion, Vic Wilson was a prat for tormenting her so he could show off. Noticing the direction of his friend's gaze, Vic said,
"Dunno why she comes here if she don't like getting wet."
"She don't mind getting wet. It's drowning she ain't keen on."
"I'm getting a drink."
Bill Bright, one of Christopher's other friends, got up and strolled off in his swimming trunks in the direction of the cafeteria.
"Get us one and all," Vic called after him.
"Give us the money then,"
Bill sent back over a shoulder.
"Give it you when you get back," Vic grinned cheekily.
Bill showed him two fingers and put on a swagger as he came level with the group of girls. Christopher noticed that Grace was about to be left on her own again. Now she'd quietened down, her friends were jumping back into the pool, intent on enjoying themselves. He levered himself up and went over to sit down on the grass beside her.
"You all right?"
She nodded and sniffed. Her red-rimmed eyes narrowed on Vic, who was watching them.
"If he tries to push me in again, I'm going to tell on him. Me dad'll give him such a hiding."
"He's just an idiot. Don't mind him."
Christopher thought it was unlikely that old man Coleman would stir himself enough to do any such thing. When Wilf Coleman wasn't working in a meat factory, he spent his time slouched in the betting shop or in the pub.
"You're a good swimmer," Grace said enviously. "I was watching you earlier, diving off the board."
"Got taught when I was little by me dad."
"Bet he didn't push you in." "My dad did. When we went on holiday to Clacton, he tried teaching me to swim, like Vic just did. He got annoyed and pushed me off the edge of the pool because I wouldn't get in. It was only the shallow end, though," she added in mitigation.
"Suppose me dad might have done that to me."
Christopher narrowed his eyes at her.
"You ought to learn, you know, because if you don't, you'll get teased every time you come here with your friends. Can't just hang about on the side, can you?"
He nodded at the girls frolicking in the pool.
"None of them offered to hold your chin so as you can do a few strokes to and fro?"
She nodded.
"Yeah, they have. I just don't like it, though. Don't like feeling the water stinging me nose and me eyes."
"Got to hold your breath, keep your eyes shut," he explained.
"Soon as you're ready..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?